I'm going to keep saying this and living this way until I don't feel led to say it anymore. I have received many text messages from individuals whose health is affecting their bodies. And I have found the common thread to these individuals as to why their health is the way that it is and how it has led up to that point. And it is stress. It took me back to, let me give you guys a title. This is about resting. If you've been listening, you can tell this is all about resting. And resting is not just taking a nap. But I want to say this. I was 21 years old and I had a triple bypass surgery. My body was not breaking down the crap that I was feeding it. I was working full time, practically, and I was going to school full time. I would say I was working almost full time, okay? And I was paying my way through school. And I would, in between sessions or when it was time to eat, I didn't eat nutritionally. I would eat a lot of junk, you know, fast food, and my body was had, and I did it like that for 3 years straight, and my body said, we cannot process this. And so to shorten that story, I went under emergency heart surgery at 21 years of age. Never had been a sickly child. Never had truly been hospitalized for anything. I can remember one time having the flu really bad when I was little, but nothing. I was not, you wouldn't consider me a sickly child. But my diet was poor. And not only was my diet poor, but I can remember the adrenaline and the fear and the anxiety of making it in life when I was that age. I can remember the voices in my head from individuals who loved me, and their advice of making it was rooted in so much fear. And my own concept of understanding how to make it through life was through fear. I remember hearing, if you don't make it, who gonna take care of you? I'm not gonna take care of you. So you have to make it. So it was just this constant fear that I had. And having a lack of understanding of my body, not even knowing that the crap that I was eating was going to lead me to that. But I'm glad that it did, because it helped so many other people that I love eat better. My whole journey has inspired some people in my family for better. They're increasing their health, you know, for the better. They're improving their health for the better, all because I just chose to not live that way anymore. But this podcast really isn't about health, even though I'm going to be talking about health, and it is a vital, is essential. It is in alignment with peace, with resting, allowing your body to rest by giving it the proper nutrients that it needs, right? To rest. It's like you can't live off of potato chips and expect for your blood cells and your vitals to be at a healthy level, your blood pressure. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You need to be able to also eat properly. And so if this is your first time ever listening, go back to some other episodes and you'll hear my story of how God gave me a divine intervention about me. And I want to talk today, not just about health, but just how we're showing up. I don't mean to say I'm sorry, because it is a deep emotion that has hit me, because it has allowed me to really see just how this world system has beaten us up for so many years, and how this system has set us up to live like robots. And I hear it, the stress and anxiety and the fear, oftentimes in messages on Sunday mornings. Sometimes I hear the fear that is being preached over in the pulpit. Now, there are ministers and people who are speaking the truth. There also are speakers who are speaking a fear. And there also are people who are speaking in the lives of people that is not allowing people to follow God, to follow the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, that is the light that will enlighten you and bring you into the path of truth. And really, I'm asking God to just help me share this message the best way that I know how. And there are just so many of us whose health is failing us because we're stressed out, because it's how we think we have to show up, because of how our brains are wired naturally to survive. If you want to learn more about that, it's definitely in my, I've talked further in depth in many of my podcast episodes about how the brain is wired, and oftentimes when it's in survival mode. So, look into that. But I just want to really talk to your heart and your mind and your soul and just tell you that God wants a better way for you to live. And Jesus talks about, take up on my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I actually have a Bible verse that is the Amplified version, and I really would love for you to hear it, because it's it really spoke to me, and I love the Amplified version. And it's talking about rest. It says, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. I am an empath, and I feel people, and whoever is going to be listening to this needs to hear this and needs to hear this now. God has urged me. I feel the Spirit of God. God has urged me to press record and to share this message with you, because God wants you to rest. God wants you to rest. God wants you to rest. There's been so many people that I, like I said, that has been hitting my, that I've been receiving news from, where their health is failing them. And they're just living a life of stress. And I just want to give you a simple, yet challenge you today to hear the Spirit speak to your heart and your mind and your spirit, to drown out the noise and to hear Him. Don't hear me. hear the Spirit of God that's speaking to you. Don't hear my voice, but my voice is just a channel as the Holy Spirit individually speaks to you about you, about your mind, how it's been fighting, how it's been showing up, how it's been so defensive, how that's how you thought you had to show up. And that doesn't matter what your background was. It doesn't matter if you had a rough background or a good background or a safe background. This message is for all who are looking for a place of rest. And your rest can be now. Fall upon your knees. Act within your heart. Pull over in your car. Stop your walking. Stop the cooking. Turn off the television. Pause. And hear the Spirit of God as He speaks to you and says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will cause you to rest. I am the one that will cause you to rest. Isn't that something? I want to stop right there because that spoke to me as I believe this to be so. Now, God gives us free will. But when I read that part, I had to pause because that spoke to my spirit so deeply. When I gave God my yes and said, God, I'm tired. My life is going really bad. And help me. Now, of course, on that defining moment on that day, I said a lot more other things. And you, like I said, you can hear the many podcast episodes and go back. But my initial cry to God was for help. And God was the one that caused me to rest. No, it wasn't an overnight thing. But God was leading me into His kingdom, how He saw me, how I truly was seen. And in exchange for how I thought I had to show up, how I thought I had to be defensive, how I thought I had to believe, God wanted to change that. And it was a matter of me getting out of my own way. We can get in our way so much because of our own fears. And as I sat in the car, I thought about the different aspects of fear. And one of the main aspects for me of fear, my fear was being very defensive. So much guard up in my mind because I had been hurt. I had been rejected as a kid. I experienced some, you know, challenging things that caused me to be very, very guarded. And I was a very sensitive person. Still am. And so because of those experiences, I immediately put that wall up and I saw that is in the lives of many of you. I saw, oh, this is why they're showing up that way, because they're afraid. Oh, this is why they're defensive, because they're afraid of rejection. Oh, this is why, because they're afraid of failing. It's total fear. And you're trying to keep up these walls and these barriers in your mind and in your heart. And it's only repeating the same cycle over and over again. And this is how the cycle doesn't shift, because you don't say enough is enough inside of you. And God is saying, come to me, all who are laboring, heavy laden and overburdened. Some of you are overburdened with things. Some of us are even overburdened with things that we didn't even need to be overburdened with, but we are. And then it says, I will cause you to rest, not you. You tried other things. It says, I will cause you to rest. So when I say it doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter where you've been, this message is for all. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. It requires you laying down the sword. It requires you saying enough is enough. It requires you to be aware of the defense and the fight in you. To be aware and to lay it down and to give it to God. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me and learn of me. Learn how I'm doing it. Learn how I'm showing up. Learn how I'm responding. Learn how I'm resting. For I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest. You will find rest. Not just a nap, but you literally will find rest in me. Relief. The Amplified Version says, in depth, when it says you will find rest, you will find relief. Can you imagine what relief, you know what relief feels like? I thought about the many examples and feeling that I've had in life when I thought of relief. And relief, it's just, God has said, give it to me. For so many times I said to God, like, it's okay to give it to you. I didn't think it was okay to give it to God. Because I was like, I don't want to be a burden. Or I don't want to seem that I'm bothering you. All of these different things. I'll carry it. I got it. I don't want to burden you. God is not like that. Jesus isn't like that. That may be a learned behavior from experience, personal experience. That may have been a learned behavior as a child of how to get out of the way of things. That may have been a learned behavior because you felt rejected by your mother, by your father. That may have been a learned behavior because of those experiences or abandonment. That may have been a learned behavior. And you've tried to carry that. You've tried to carry it and fix it on your own. God is just only causing you to choose Him. To choose that way. It says, find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quietness for your soul. That's trust, y'all. It's where we find rest within our soul, within our mind, within our heart, because our lives, we've surrendered our lives to God. And we've allowed God to lead us. So all the baggage and how we think we have to carry, it no longer exists. It no longer is. We choose to lay it down because that's not how we have to show up. And it says, for my yoke is wholesome. Not just in depth when he talks about wholesome. You feel whole. When I think of whole, I think of whole. I think of security. I think of peace. I think of joy. I think of fullness. I think of completion. You become wholesome. You don't feel like you're lacking anything. You become whole in your spirit. Useful. It says, take upon my yoke. My yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh. Good, not harsh. Hard, sharp, right? Hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. Hard, solid, sharp, clear, pressing, the pressing, right? The pressing, to press out the good in you, to press out the oil in you, to press it out. Pressing sometimes may cause some pressure. The pressing causes pressure, right? And that's that pressure sometimes that we feel. But that pressure that we are feeling, or if we're going through tests, or if we're sometimes that pressing is like God is saying, you think you have to be defensive? Let me press that out of you. Let me press that out of you and let me bring forth the true light of who you are, of how I've truly created you to be. Let me bring that, more of that out of you. That defense mechanism, that shell you think you have to carry, that let me put that, let me share with you. You don't need that in this kingdom. You don't need that in this world. You don't need that. You have my yoke. You have my perspective. You have my shield. You have my revelation. You have my sight. You have my protection. You have my revelation of truth. You have my love. You have my joy, because I love you that way. And it is just a matter of you receiving that gift. It is a matter of you knowing that you can receive my salvation. Salvation means being saved from being saved by God, being rescued. Can you imagine being rescued from your own fear? But you have to receive what God wants to receive and receive for you, what God wants you to have. But you have to open up your heart and be willing to let go of what you think you have to hold on to. And then it says, and my burden is light and easy to be born, and easy to be born, to wear. That's a different perspective. Something can be challenging. Something can be challenging, but with God, your perspective is different because you're not carrying it. God is carrying it for you. And you, when you give that to God in exchange, you take up on God's yoke. You take up on God's perspective as you walk through what seems challenging. So your perspective, your sight is different. So your challenge isn't like how the world tells you how to show up. Your challenge isn't consumed in anxiety, because your trust is in the Father. Your trust is in the Holy Spirit. Your trust is in that. And but it says, take upon it. Take upon it. I want to give it to you. So what is it that we need to exchange so we can put on a new robe, a new garment? How are we going to take down those defense mechanisms? How are we going to take down those walls? We're going to be aware, and we're going to choose it, and we're going to tell it needs to rest. We're going to tell it that it, nope, being aware of it. We can be sovereign over our minds when we know who is walking with us and when we take off on God's perspective. So it's about being aware and being responsible. Remember, God also gives us free will. And this is how we operate from a place of rest, because we're not taking on something that we don't have, that we think we used to carry. We felt at one point we had to carry that. I know I did. I felt that I had to carry defense mechanisms. I felt, because I've been rejected because of fear, I felt I had to carry that. I'm gonna get you before you get me. And so how are we healing? Whose cycle are we breaking? What generational curse are we breaking? If we are in constant battle of being defensive or catching keeping our wall up because we've been hurt before, how are we breaking that cycle? We're not. You're trying to carry something that God has never called you to carry. God is saying, let me be your shield. Trust in me and let me show you my way. Listen, that's all I got. Even with my wonderful friend, neighbors who are having a great time outside, I just want to come on and share this with you. Thank you for letting me share my heart with you. Listen, you can operate from a place of rest. You truly can. If you want one-on-one coaching, I'll leave my email at the bottom to help you unpack some of these things. But listen, other than that, this is all I have. Thank you for tuning in. I have more coming with you, and I'll see you guys another time. Bye.